السلام على الحسين المظلوم الشهيد.
We are right now on the eve of the biggest global gathering in the world.
Heaven in grief. Special program for Arba'een.
Arba'een provide you a message, and that message is reaction against oppression. Arba'een could be considered as the conclusion of the movement of Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein on the year 60.
In the name of the one who gives tranquility to the hearts of the believers, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to the program Heaven in Grief, with the special program about Arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I send my peace and blessings upon you all and upon the Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa and his progeny and those companions who followed their path. We send a special peace and blessings upon Hussein and Ali ibn al-Hussein and the children of Hussein and the companions of Hussein alayhi salam. We have our dear expert here today, Sheikh Shamili, which is an expert in culture and values in education. Okay. Sheikh Shamili, assalamu alaikum. And welcome to our program. Thanks for coming over.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. I feel appreciated to accompany you in this program commemorating the 40th of Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. In the last program, Sheikh, we talked about what Arba'een means, the 40th of the departure of someone, woman or man. And we recited some ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam and Imam Hassan al-Askari about the 40th or Arba'een. And we also mentioned the significance of the number 40 from the Quran and from the ahadith again. Now, my question is, Shaykh, this celebration of the 40th day of the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, do we have this anniversary, Arba'een, for other imams than Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
I don't know. Could I say fortunately or unfortunately? No. This is unique and special.
For Imam Hussein,
Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Why? I believe, I don't know, this is my own explanation,
yes,
my own understanding.
So Islam started with the Prophet
the establishment,
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it survived with Imam
so
Hussein.
So the establishment of Islam is by the efforts of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and its survival, its continuity, is by the efforts and by the movement of Imam Hussein.
Now,
so what is the relation between this and Arba'een? You know, when you ask me that, is it just for all infallibles or just limited to Imam Hussein, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, I would say it is special and unique for Imam Hussein.
For Imam Hussein.
Why? Because all infallible imams, even Prophet, wanted to put the finger and call the attention just to Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, because he's the source, he's the core, he's the reference. When people come to know Islam through the gate of Hussein, then it remains. So it is a borderline. So advising, emphasizing on the commemoration of 40th of just Imam Hussein is a way to call all attentions to Imam Hussein and through him to other infallibles. Even you don't do such a thing for Imam Ali, for Imam Hassan.
No. Sheikh, Now, before we continue to a crucial question of our topic, the message of Arba'een, I asked you in our previous program about the thawab or the rewards one gets by walking to the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or to go and visit Imam Hussein in the day of Arba'een, on the day of Arba'een. What kind of thawab is it? I mean, we sometimes read that for every step you take towards Karbala, this and that and this and so much of your sins would be erased, or that visiting the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is this much worth, and so on and so forth. Could you please give us some specific
We have ahadith. Two types of ahadith in this regard, both from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the story of his martyrdom was announced even at the time of Prophet Muhammad, and we have different stories and dialogue between Prophet and Fatima al-Zahra and other companions that he provided and proclaimed. But we have both from Prophet and infallibles, two types of ahadith with regard to the rewards. Not only on Arba'een, for all visitings, particularly on the day of Ashura, number one, and on the day of Arba'een, number two. One category of ahadith goes by providing degrees and hasanats by each and every step that you take to go to the shrine of Imam Hussein. By each step, you will receive one degree. And by each step, you will be released from one sin. So, release from sin and receiving the degrees, hasanat and sayyat. Adding of your hasanat and removing of your sayyat. This is one. And each visit of Imam Hussein equal to a hajj and umrah. Sometimes 7. Sometimes to Ibn Abbas 70.
Subhanallah.
One visit of Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein is equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Could you please explain why?
You know, this discussion could have two dimensions. Number one, is someone Shia or Sunni could claim that visiting the shrine of Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein will replace the obligatory of Hajj? Of course,
no.
Of course, 3 times. No.
No.
Obligation of Hajj is obligation of Hajj, and visiting of the shrine of Imam Hussein is not obligation.
It's recommended.
It's recommended.
So how can a recommended act
be... Do not be mistaken in this regard. Okay? But you may ask me, okay, if it is not replaced, if they cannot be substituted, so what, isn't it a type of exaggeration?
No. How can a recommended act be greater in reward than a obligatory?
This goes back
Doesn't
to the
this
philosophy.
Doesn't this go against mantiq or reason?
This goes back to the philosophy of visit. You know, why do you go to Hajj? From number one, to do your obligation. It's an obligation. Okay? But at the same time, when you go to Hajj and you don't take the taste, you don't take the message. So even you go 10 times, 20 times to Hajj, but you stay at the surface. You know, when you go to Hajj, it says, Maqam Ibrahim, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضْعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَ فِيهَا آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. What is ayah? There are some signals. There are some signs. Mm. If you go to Hajj, but you are illiterate, you are disregarding these types of... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking in a joke way. فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ. There are some very explicit, clear signals. مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. So you need to pay attention to the position of Ibrahim. And it's very important that your tawaf, circumambulation, must be between Kaaba and Maqam Ibrahim. So the visit of Shrine of Abdullah al-Hussein is not replacing with Hajj, but Prophet and other infallibles are encouraging us to go to this shrine, because if we follow Hussein, if we follow Imam, if we follow infallible Imam, then we go to Hajj. If we do not follow Imam, then on short run, we lose to go to Hajj. So this is because of the protection of that obligation, not just to put as a kind of competition. Mm. If you follow Imam, then you follow Hajj. If you have your clear role model, then you go to Hajj. Who is going to protect the continuity of obligation of Hajj? Imam of the time. So if you do not have the Imam of the time, then on long run, you gradually lose all pillars.
All right.
In homage to Hussein, Muslims from all over the world come to visit his shrine in Karbala. Many centuries have passed since his revolution sent shockwaves through the Islamic world. Yet they still come. At the time of Arba'in, 40 days after the day of Ashura, on the 20th of the second Islamic month, Safar, they come in their millions. It is estimated that well over 15 million Zawar, or visitors, came in 2011 over the 10 days of Arba'in, and they came from all over the world.
The real message is to live like Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
It's like a awakening, a cry for what's happening, the oppression all around the world.
We can all be good Muslims, and if anyone falls behind, we bring him forward with us.
You see all the oppression that's occurring in countries, for example, in Bahrain, in Libya, in Yemen, and other countries. And Hussein is a person they can look up to. Whenever they feel they have no hope, they look at the incident that occurred in Karbala, and then they think, look, we have hope.
According to narrations from the Holy Prophet and his family, the Ahlul Bayt, there is great reward for visiting the grave of Imam Hussein, the third Imam of the Shia Muslims. There is an even greater reward for going on foot. Imam Ja'far bin Muhammad al-Sadiq has said, Allah will register 1,000 good deeds and erase 1,000 bad deeds for every step taken by those who go to visit the grave of Hussein on foot.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to program Heaven in Grief and a special program about the topic of Arba'in. The most crucial question we have here for our dear listeners is the message of Arba'in. What can we learn from Arba'in and the message of Imam Hussein there?
To me, there are different messages. Number one, Arba'in could be considered as the conclusion and results of the movement of Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein on the year 61. If you just cut it off on the day of Ashura, then there are many events, happenings after that. The complementary aspect of Imam movement is not just in Nineveh. It is in Kufa, it is in Sham, it is in Medina. The continuity of Imamate was through Imam Ali ibn al-Hussein, then through Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, then Ja'far al-Sadiq. So, one good conclusion is that if you remove Arba'in, you do not come up with the complementary image of Imam's movement. Number two, Arba'in provide you a message, and that message is reaction against oppression. Those who believe in Arba'in, when they visit the shrine of Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, they know that Imam in all sayings, in all actions, in all dimension of his movement, was persisting on the fact of resistance against tyranny, resistance against oppression. And more important, when Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari was visiting Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein's grave on the day of 40th, Atiyatul Awfi, one of the interpreters of the Holy Quran, was with him. And Jabir provided some narrations from Prophet. Atiyah got astonished, got shocked.
Surprised.
He said, "Do you mean this?" Jabir said, "Yes. I heard with these ears
yeah.
And referred to his both ears. Look. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا. I swear to Allah who sent Prophet Muhammad in truthful way as a prophet. لَقَدْ شَارَكْنَاكُمْ فِي مَا دَخَلْتُمْ فِيهِ. Jabir was addressing Imam Hussein, was visiting the grave, and on the grave he said, لَقَدْ شَارَكْنَاكُمْ فِي مَا دَخَلْتُمْ فِيهِ. We have shared you the same reward. Oh Hussein, we did not fight along with you, but we are sharing the same reward as you. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا فَقَالَ لَهُ عَتِيَةُ الْعُوفِي كَيْفَ
وَلَمْ How is it possible?
وَلَمْ نَهْبِتْ وَادِيًا وَلَمْ نَعَلْ جَبَلًا وَلَمْ نَضْرِبْ بِالسَّيْفِ How come we didn't do anything? We didn't climb any mountain. We didn't
fight with the sword.
Throw any sword. We didn't fight with sword. We did nothing. والقوم قد فرق بين رؤوسهم وأبنائهم. They were killed. They were slaughtered. They were
massacred
in a way that heads are on one side and the body on the other side. وأوتمت أولادهم. Their children got orphans, وَأُرْمِلَتِ الْأَزْوَاجِ, and their wives got widows. So, it's too much to say that. فَقَالَ لَهُ جَابِرُ إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ حَبِيبِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I heard
from
my beloved friend, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, يقول مَنْ أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا كَانَ مَعَهُمْ. How do you translate this? مَنْ أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا كَانَ مَعَهُمْ. If you love someone, if you love a group, if you love a nation, if you love a country, if you love a culture, مَنْ أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا كَانَ مَعَهُمْ.
The one who loves a nation or people or a tribe,
you will be with them.
You will be with them.
You are sided with them. Just because of your love. Because all movements begins with what?
Love.
If you love someone, you go through. You conduct the same. You perform the same. So love is the beginning. And love cannot be artificial. Said Wahid, could you love me in a real way for nothing? You come to me and say, Dr. Shamily, I love you from the bottom of my heart and I would do whatever you wish. You don't say this.
No.
When you love your wife, you put sacrifice. When you love your teacher, you would do sacrifice. When you love your parents, you would do sacrifice. So sacrifice, behavior, and action stems from love. Look, this is one. Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari is providing explanation. I'm just providing you the explanation for your previous question also. You told me, Dr. Shamily, is it really equal with Hajj?
Even more than Hajj.
Even more than Hajj? 10 times? 7 times? 70 times?
200 times, according to some narrations.
Yes. Because when you come to Hussein and you visit, gradually you tend to be with him, with his way, his school, his thought, his tradition, his manner, his custom, and whatever. Look, سمعت حبيبي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من أحب قوما كان معهم. If you love someone or some group, you will be with them. Both here, in this world, and in hereafter. Again, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَمَلَ قَوْمٍ أُشْرِكَ فِي عَمَلِهِمْ. If you love the way of behavior of a group, of a nation, there are happenings in Egypt, in Libya, in Yemen, in Bahrain. Do you hate or do you love? Which one? Whatever you love or hate, you will be with them.
Yes. Okay. Sheikh, if you could...
وَالَّذِي... Then, this is my last point.
All right.
Then Jabir said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا. I swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent Prophet as the Prophet. إِنَّ نِيَّتِي وَنِيَّةَ أَصْحَابِي عَلَى مَا مَضَى عَلَيْهِ الْحُسَيْنِ وَأَصْحَابُهُ. My intention, although I was not able, I was not fortunate enough to be with Hussein, but my intention, my thinking, my wishes, my eager is exactly with Hussein. So if you have such a heart, then even at the age of 21st century, how do you do? What do you do? The way of Yazid or the way of Hussein? This is the philosophy of encouragement of people to come to Hussein.
Now, Sheikh Shamili, you mentioned some couple of points. I think, if I'm not mistaken, 4 points.
Okay.
Could you please wrap them up? We have a couple of minutes left, but I would like you to wrap them up for our dear listeners.
You know, Arba'in provide you the culture of resistance.
Yes.
Don't cut it off the way that you go through.
The culture of resistance.
Resistance and completement.
The school of resistance.
Okay. When you look at Arba'in, Arba'in provides you the opportunity that don't think that while you were not able to be with Hussein, everything has finished. Still, the gate is open. The gate of Hussein is
even in the 21st century.
Open. If you try to correct your intention and correct your
heart,
then you will be against oppression and beside the oppressed. So this is a lesson.
Yes.
You know, and also when you just put together all the words of Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein from Medina up to 10th of Muharram, you will come up with one word. This world is not the end of the life. It's just a farm for you. It's a market.
الدنيا مزرعة.
It's a place for test.
الدنيا مزرعة المؤمن.
آخرة.
مزرعة الآخرة.
And sometimes they say this dunya is like a market. You just enter from one side and you get out from the other side. Some losers and some
winners. So I think you want to recite Maqtal for us.
Yes.
So I will let you take over for the maqta.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. As I told you in each and every occasion, we inherited the special type of supplication to address Hussein, to approach Hussein, and to come closer to Hussein, a remaining candle all over the world, all over the history. This is a special supplication on the day of Arba'in.
السلام على ولي الله وحبيبه السلام على خليل الله ونجيبه السلام على صفي الله وابن صفي السلام على الحسين المظلوم الشهيد السلام على أسير الكربات وقتيل العبرات اللهم إني أشهد أنه وليك وابن وليك وصفيك وابن صفيك الفائز بكرامتك أكرمته بالشهادة وحبوته بالسعادة واجتبيته بطيب الولادة يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين
Peace be on the favorite of Allah. Peace be on the beloved friend of Allah, his distinguished hero. Peace be on the choicest confidant of Allah, sincerely attached, precisely like his father. Peace be on Hussein, who gave his life in the way of Allah, a martyr, underwent untold hardships. Peace be on the hostage surrounded by the tightening circle of sorrow and grief, killed by a horde of savages.
Jazakallah khairan wa tayyiballah anfusikum. Thank you very much, Sheikh. And I hope that we'll have you in future programs also.
Thank you.
That's all for Arba'een. And I hope that you, dear listeners, have increased your knowledge about this topic, and I wish you the best, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with all of you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We will protect you, oh Hussein, oh Hussein. We will protect you. We Sotek, Sotek. Oh Hussein, oh Hussein, one more time. We will protect. But we will give my soul, will live for you. I shout Hussein, tears drop like rain for you. My love is so true, oh Hussein, oh Hussein. We will protect you, we will. Oh Hussein, oh Hussein.